Welcome back, FantasyVictory.com. Here we go. Final segment of the Hump Day Fantasy Cast, and it goes a little something like this. Cue the music, because it is the most widely anticipated segment of the entire preseason. It's time for Don't Be That Guy. Don't be that guy at your fantasy draft. Don't be the I'll pay my entry fee next week guy. Okay, if I told you today walking in that you were going to win your league, you would want to get paid the day after your league shut down, correct? Correct. So just pay your guy, pay your commissioner. Don't let them send the Goonies after you. And this brought to you by LeagueSafe.com. Hey, don't be the eat all the pizza and drink all the beer guy. You know who you are. You never bring any Greenbelt premium to the party, and you're stealing three slices of my pizza. So if you don't have $5 to contribute, you don't eat. And if you don't bring your own, don't steal my Greenbelt premium. Don't be the draft the player who's out for the year guy. I love this. And it would, and always happens. You get a guy that comes in who's like, and then everybody's so hush-hush about it, and they're just, you know, they're laughing in the corner like girls. And then the guy takes, you know, whoever, Priest Holmes, who, you know, hasn't played in a decade. And everybody just starts to laugh. Don't be that guy. Don't be the draft a guy that's already been drafted guy. Because there's nothing more ridiculous than having somebody say in the seventh round, "Oh, is Adrian Peterson still available?" And then we all laugh and say, "No, you're an idiot." And then you follow it up by saying, "How about LeSean McCoy? He's not available either, moron." Take your pencils out, take your pens out, cross the names off the list. It's not that difficult. Everybody else does it. Hey, don't be the I have six running backs on my team and didn't look at bye week guy. First of all, there's two things wrong. There's many things wrong with that. But don't be the guy that has six running backs. I use six, and it's, I'm not kidding when I say this. Happened to me, not to me personally. Happened to a guy that was in one of the leagues I was in. Drafted six running backs in seven rounds. So if that wasn't as ridiculous and preposterous as all, he didn't even look at bye week, so he had problems there too. Don't be the make fun of every pick guy. You know, we get it. You want to be the clown. You want to be the center of attention, and it's okay once in a while, but pick your spot. Nobody's judging your team. So just, you know, pick your spots. If, you know, if somebody drafts Fred Taylor, you can ask, you know, do you get the AARP card with it? Yeah, go ahead. All in good fun. All in good taste. But not every guy. And don't be the you took my guy. And you know who you are. You're sitting there, you're salivating. You're like, I know who I'm going to take. I'm going to take this guy in like two picks. And I'm picking him in two. And he gets taken right before me. And then you're like, oh. And you can hear the sound. You can just hear it. You can feel it. Oh. Yeah. You're not the smartest guy in the room. Maybe somebody else is drafting and had the guy on his sheet too. Don't be that guy. Don't make that noise. And don't be the Dave Hester auction guy. Meaning, don't be the guy who waits till like the last 2 seconds in an auction and is like, yep, to up the ante. That doesn't. We'll see you tomorrow. FantasyVictory.com.